Hi guys, before we get started, just some housekeeping notes. If you look at our bio for the podcast, you'll see we have a link for the Shaky Time Media store. Right now there's some Shaky Time Media stickers and a shirt. Soon we'll be getting an On the Bridge shirt with some stickers as well. you'll also be seeing a link to some Santaball Funky Strike MMA gloves. These are the gloves I use. And if you buy them, it comes back to helping support the podcast. The good news with this is I'll be able to start promoting some more products. And this way and that way, I won't have to throw in as many ad breaks where you hear me talk about Anchor as much, just the one at the beginning of all the podcast. So, like I said, just had those few little housekeeping notes to get started. So let's get into this. All right. So today's episode's going to be about staying motivated during all these quarantines and whatnot. I'm currently on a 2-week quarantine due to potentially being exposed to someone who has the coronavirus. This episode was originally going to be about more specifically staying motivated for martial arts. I myself, practice different martial arts that are applicable to MMA. But then I started thinking, I think with everybody, having to lock down for the most part right now, or at some point, just being a little bit more general with this would be better. So, really just going to be talking about some things that have helped me stay motivated. And, kind of my two cents on all that. So, let's go ahead and dive into it. The first thing I'm gonna emphasize that I think helps me stay motivated during all this and while staying active and not just laying around like a, slug all day is making sure I actually sleep. Even though right now, I'm not going to work, or, have to wake up for anything and because I'm stuck at home all day, is making sure you sleep, setting, making sure you're going to bed at a decent hour, waking up at a decent hour, just kind of adds that structure to your life that you may need to stay active, to make sure you're getting up and doing whatever it is you may be doing with your day and all that. I know I personally make sure I go to bed and try to wake up at the same time every day. I don't necessarily set an alarm to wake me up at this point. I've kind of let my body's internal clock take care of that. And then right after I wake up, I like to get up and I keep notebooks throughout the house, different ones for different things. And I have one notebook where the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I make a list of everything I need and want to get done, even though I don't currently have a job. There's still things that need to get done, chores, whatnot, working out, cooking, all this. I make a list, and then I go through the list, and I either give them a number of 1, 2, or 3 on that list. If it has a number 1, it has to get done today, and it has to get done first. If it has a number 2, needs to get done today, isn't as important as a number 1, so don't do it before you do a number 1. And a number 3 is, if I got it done today, it would be nice, but it can become a number 1 or a number 2 tomorrow. And with that being said, if it's a number 3 on your list on Monday and you don't get it done, it better be a number 1 or number 2 so you get it done on Tuesday. It's the way I make my list. And then right after that, I like to get up and drink a big glass of water and get in the shower. I know it's a little weird that I'm saying, oh, this is what I like to do, but for me, even when I was working from home when all this first started, I found that if I don't get up right away and do something and don't get in the shower like I'm gonna go out into the world and it'd be a normal day, I lay on my ca on the couch in my sweatpants. Even if I was working, I wouldn't be as productive as I could be in the long run. So that's the next step for me: stay motivated, get up, shower, put on real clothes. Pretty basic things. And then from there, I play around with intermittent fasting, but if I'm eating, I try to make a healthy-ish breakfast. Whether that be, right now I'm on a big hard-boiled egg kick, so right now it's hard-boiled egg, toast, banana. Do what you will. Try to stay away from, the unhealthy stuff, donuts, pancakes, super sugary stuff. You don't want to start your day off poor. That being said, I will once a week allow myself to have, the donuts, the pancakes, the muffins, whatever I may be feeling, just once a day. I think that goes with everything as you need to have, or once a week, not once a day. That goes with everything. You need to have that little bit of give and take. If you're strict, strict, strict all the time, you're not gonna have, from my experience, a lot of success. That's the method I used, was allowing yourself to every once in a while indulge in these unhealthy things, these sweets, these treats. That's the method I used. I used to be 100 or 220 pounds, and now I'm 170-ish, give or take. So that's kind of my method I used. Use it or not, I don't, it doesn't really matter. After that, I like to get started right on my, first things on my list, start hitting the number ones. Right now, my number ones have a lot to do with looking for jobs. I normally set, if you're in my shoes, I normally set a weekly goal. That way, some job applications take longer. Sometimes it takes longer to find a job you want to apply to. So I like to set like a weekly goal instead of a daily goal of jobs I've applied to. That way, I don't feel as discouraged. Looking for jobs, in my experience, can be very discouraging if I'm not careful with it. And, right, setting a weekly goal instead of a daily goal is what I've found works best for me. That being said, I will jump into working out a little and what's worked for me in these quarantines and lockdown times, in the corona times, if you will. It's the same kind of thing. I won't say I want to work out Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'll, because if I miss one of those days, then it's, a failure, and, it's not that great. No one wants to look at their day, look back on their day, and feel discouraged because they didn't get something that they set out for that day. What I like to do is say I'm going to work out 4 times a week, 5 times a week. And that way, if it's 4 times a week, I have 3 days a week where if I mess up or don't feel like working out, or, like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I do martial arts. If I don't feel like doing martial arts that day, I know I have, I'm going to have to make it up at some point. So that's another concept I like to use in working out. And again, for me, it's helped me stay consistent with working out. And sometimes it may suck because I may push it off and have to do all 4 or 5 days at once. All right, sorry about that, everyone. My dog jumped in the room and unplugged my headphones there. I was talking about my workouts, what I do to kind of stay motivated for working out before I got cut off. And like I was saying, I like to set out a weekly goal instead of a daily goal, or saying specific days is what I do this. I no longer have a like workout gym membership. I do have an MMA gym membership, so that does help me for that sort of training. Is it is open back up. You have to wear a mask. There are some social distancing aspects being in place, but that does help me there to stay active. Is I pick at the beginning of the week, the gym isn't open on Sunday, so on Sundays I'll sit down and be like, okay, I want to go to class A, B, C, and D. They're at these times. Those are set. But when it comes to like my strength training or whatever, running, what have you, I'll just set a number. I'm gonna, lift weights this many times this week. I'm gonna run this many times this week, And I think anybody who's been trying to work out at home during these past few months will say that it's really hard to stay motivated, and some days you don't want to do that. And me having that accountability to stay, being like, okay, I'm going to work out this many times a week because I wrote it down on one of my notebooks that I lay around my house that my girlfriend hates that I lay around the house, really helps me to stay active, because, you know, I'm, like I was mentioning before I got cut off, I may have those weeks where it sucks because I was lazy the first 3 days and then have to do all my working out on top of each other at the end of the week, which may not be the best recovery wise and all that, but at least I'm being accountable and getting it in. The other thing I'd really, you know, I've found that helps me, and I had to find out the hard way, was staying motivated during this to working out and just to get stuff done in general during this staying at home is, it's real easy to eat the shitty food, DoorDash, you know, a burger, order in some pizza, you know, have ice cream, whatever. And again, I'm all for that in moderation. You know, I love Taco Bell. I'll have it after hard workouts, you know, all the time. But for me, I found I either have to earn it, like I just mentioned, after a hard workout, get you some Taco Bell, or it has to be, you know, after a week of eating really healthy. I eat the junk food, or I go get myself some ice cream or something like that, because, and I'm not saying anything, like, I'm not crazy, I'm not on one of those strict diets, I don't count calories, I don't count macros, I don't do any of that. I'm just saying, you know, generally, I think we all have an idea of what's healthy and what's not. You know, you can make burgers healthy, you can, you know, make, I don't recommend it, but you can make pizza healthy. I personally love vegetarian burritos. They're one of my go-to easy, and I consider them healthy meals. You know, loads of veggies on a tortilla. Well, you know, they're great. So yeah, it's stuff like that. And then reward yourself at the end of the week or the middle of the week, so that way you can close out the week eating healthy. Also, drinking tons of water. Again, this is another one I've had to learn the hard way during this quarantine to help me stay motivated and get my stuff done, is I'm a big coffee fan, and, you know, the common idea is, you know, I'll just pound a whole pot of coffee and get a ton of stuff done. And while that may be, your body does start developing, you know, the word's escaping me, you get used to it. You start developing a tolerance, there we go, that's the word I was looking for. You start developing a tolerance for caffeine, just like any other substance that stimulates your body, you start developing a tolerance for it. So after a while, that's going to happen, but also, if you're not hydrating yourself properly, your body's not going to use the caffeine as well, and you're just going to end up, you know, peeing it out at the end of the day. And you're going to feel sluggish and crappy because you haven't been drinking a lot of water. So I personally walk around with a 32-ounce cup or water bottle all day and just try to drink as many of those as I can. And that helps me get whatever I'm getting done. You know, and when it comes to working out or martial arts or whatever it may be, the one thing I've found, you know, and I think everybody's run into these issues is, you know, oh, I can only do so many push-ups before it's like, I don't want to do this when I'm working out. Or, oh, I can only, if you're into martial arts or boxing or whatever it may be, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, I can only do so many solo drills of that on my own before I get bored. What I've found is YouTube is a great source for me, for all of them, you know. Just earlier today, I YouTubed body weight exercises, and yeah, there's your classic push-up, squat, you know, pull-ups, which I don't have a pull-up bar, so I can't do, kind of things, but you also see some things, you know, that, you know, personally, I never think of planks, but you can do a plank, you can do some leg raises, you can do candlesticks, you can do this weird stuff where you're trying to contort your body above the ground while pushing off with your hands and keeping yourself staying up. I personally can't do it, but it gives you some ideas. The same with when it comes to, I do jiu-jitsu, boxing, and Muay Thai. You know, I know for a while BJJ Fanatics and John Donaher were putting out free solo jiu-jitsu drill videos. So you could still train during lockdown. I'm not sure if those are still available. That was back in March when the lockdowns all first started. But I know, you can look up boxing drills. You can look up Muay Thai drills. You can look up jiu-jitsu drills, and get in those. My gym, and I know a lot of other gyms, are doing Zoom workouts. And I personally don't like them. For a number of reasons. They're stupid reasons, but they're reasons that I don't personally do them, but I know there are people who have seen lots of success with that and do really well with that. I personally, it's just not my medium to learn. I'd rather watch a video and then go try it later, or if I miss something, back up, rewind it. See it again until I understand it. And I just feel like I missed that with Zoom. And, I know I've gotten the argument where it's like, well, you can't do that in a live class. In a live class, I can actually, try it out on a person or a bag or, whatever. I can't do that in Zoom. I don't have a bag in my 500 square foot apartment. My girlfriend doesn't train, so I can't try the jiu-jitsu moves on her. And as much as I tried, my dog doesn't understand jiu-jitsu. Maybe he will at some point. He's only 5 months old. We'll see. We'll see. But those are some of my things that I've found that kind of keep me going through all that. Lots of YouTube. Even on days where it's like, you may be like, okay, I just ran 2 miles. Let me watch a fight. You watch a fight, you see somebody do something really cool, and then you try to start looking into, well, how do you do a spinning elbow, or how do you do a flying knee, or whatever it may be, do that. And then the next day, you start looking and you watch the YouTube video on how to do a flying knee, how to do a spinning elbow, how to do a no-gi Ezekiel choke, how to, baseball bat choke with no-gi, whatever it may be, work on your judo throws, all that. Take inspiration from other things than just instructional videos. Watch the UFC if you're into mixed martial arts or Muay Thai or kickboxing or just boxing. Watch, I know for a while ESPN was showing old Muhammad Ali fights. Watch that. Then go watch instructional videos on how to mimic Muhammad Ali. Visualize yourself boxing like Muhammad Ali. I think there's a lot to that aspect of any sports. I know back when I was competing in tennis every weekend, and then sometimes, even more than that, multiple times a week, I would always imagine myself as, whatever pro tennis player I was, a fan of at the time. It always seemed to change. I would imagine myself as them, when I couldn't be training. Or even if I was training, I would imagine myself as them. Or I'd imagine those techniques. And I do that now in my martial arts. I imagine myself, I'm Marcelo Garcia when I'm rolling. When I'm boxing, I'm Canelo Alvarez. I don't know enough famous Muay Thai fighters to say who I think I am when I practice Muay Thai, but when I practice Muay Thai, I'm also in a very early stage to even fool myself right now. I'm still, learning how to ride a bike with training wheels on stage of Muay Thai, so it's hard to, say, oh, I'm this fighter when I'm going out and training. I'm Sean O'Malley or Tim Kennedy or Conor McGregor when I step on the mat to do a MMA class. You know, it's just those things, you know, help me to, you know, and I think they do up my game, because it gives you, if nothing else, you're tricking your brain into thinking you're confident. And I'll do that a lot of times. It may not be, you know, me actually thinking that while I'm practicing, but on my drive home, on my drive, you know, to the gym, I'm thinking that. And then I think that gives me that false confidence in my brain that's like, okay, I'm going to go out, you know, the whole way over here, I was visualizing that. And if you can do that in your car, in a normal world, you can do that in your bedroom, you can do that in your shower, you can do that, you know, while making dinner, and put yourself in that mindset. So when you do finally step back on the mat, you've done it so many times in your brain, you know, you've tricked your brain into thinking you've been doing it all this time, while you haven't been actively doing it. And, you know, it may sound like a little bit hippy-dippy mumbo-jumbo, and I don't have a lot of science to back that up right now. I can't cite anything, but that's what works for me in the martial arts aspect of staying motivated. When it comes to working out, my favorite thing to do right now is follow guys like The Rock, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and stuff on Instagram. Other big guys, those are my two guys who I like to, you know, follow. And then follow them, look at them for inspiration. Arnold doesn't post much, but you'll see, he'll post old pictures of himself. But The Rock, almost, it seems like 3 times a week, will post videos of him working out. If nothing else, for me, again, I don't have a gym membership. All I have is a yoga mat, a weight vest, and a kettlebell. So I can't do the workouts that The Rock does right now. But at some point, watching him work out does give me the motivation to get off the couch, pull out the yoga mat, and do 100 kettlebell swings, or kettlebell clean and jerks, or a kettlebell circuit of some sort, or do 100 push-ups, 100 squats, 100 sit-ups, 100 kettlebell swings, whatever it may be. You know, that's one way I find motivation. The reason I recommend doing all these things that may seem constant is, one thing I've found is motivation is fleeting. You know, you can listen to the most motivational speech in the world on Monday, knock Monday out of the park with whatever it is you have to do, whether it's going to work, working out, you know, going to your MMA class, your jiu-jitsu class, your Muay Thai class, your boxing class, you know, walking your dog, whatever it is. But as soon as you get to Tuesday, and if you don't listen to that speech, it's gone. That motivation's gone. Which is why I recommend, you know, kind of getting a routine where it's, you know, every day when I'm driving to work, I'm the CEO of this company. Every day when I'm driving to training, I'm the UFC world champion. I'm the Muay Thai world champion. I'm an ADC jiu-jitsu champion. Every day when you're driving to the gym to go lift weights, I'm Mr. Olympia. Do that every day. Listen to, you know, that motivational speech every day. I know when I was working a very competitive sales job, where I had to call a ton of people, I used to like to listen to the telephone terrorist speech from Wolf of Wall Street every day before I'd go to work. I would listen to it as soon as I got, I'd put it on as I got into the shower every day, and I'd listen to that and get me hyped up. So it's stuff like that. Develop a routine, because motivation will fade. And if you have that routine of, I'm going to visualize myself as a champion, and then when I get home, I'm going to work out like that champion would. Also, the reason I scatter notebooks throughout my house is I found writing things down holds me accountable more than even telling someone that I'm going to do those things, because we're all human and we're all the heroes of our own story. So even telling someone, they may forget to remind you or ask you, like, hey, did you do this? You know, maybe one of those things, to where if you write it down, it's on the paper. Yeah, you can throw it away, but before you throw that piece of paper away, you're going to have to look at the fact that, oh, I didn't workout today. Oh, I didn't eat a salad at lunch today like I was going to. I had Taco Bell and I didn't earn it. Or, oh, I didn't eat my healthy breakfast. I had donuts. I didn't do the dishes. I let them pile up for another day. You're going to have to look at that. And if it's the dishes, you're going to have to see them. If it's the unhealthy food, you're going to see the waistline grow. But before all that, you're going to see that piece of paper of letting yourself know that, hey, I didn't do this today. I didn't go to work and put in a solid, let's be honest, no one actually works 8 hours while they're at their job. You know, my goal was always to put in a solid 5 and then, you know, eat up the rest of the day, you know, trying to be productive. But if I put in a solid 5, I know I did a lot. Maybe that's why I don't have a job right now. Who knows? But just things like that, I'd really recommend, you know, if you're in my situation where you aren't even leaving the house right now, you're having your groceries delivered, you're talking to, you know, people who want to come visit you from out of town, you know, on your porch with the screen door closed so you guys can talk to each other but still be socially distant, getting up and acting like you're going through a normal day. Getting up, making the list of things you're going to do, getting in the shower, putting on real clothes. And real clothes don't have to be what you're going to wear to work. I, you know, wear shorts, t-shirts most of the time. You know, every once in a while I'll wear jeans. But it's Texas. It's 100 whatever degrees most days, or at least feels like that. I also, you know, I like to get up, make my list, shower, and then go do something physical. And right now that's just walking my dog. So it's not my big workout, but it's something to just get going and then get back in and do whatever other chores I may have. And then, at least in my situation, if you are locked down and not working like I am, or just, you know, you were exposed and then you have to take your 2 weeks so you can't go to work, right now is what I'm finding is if I make these lists, I can, and I actually stick to them, I can normally have a guilt-free afternoon starting at about 1 o'clock. So, keeping all that in mind, visualizing, if it comes to martial arts or working out to keep motivated, visualizing yourself as the top performer or your favorite performer in those realms, and then thinking what would they do, or watching their videos and then trying to do what they do, is ways I've found to stay motivated and stay working out. So those are really my big tips for staying motivated right now and working out. I hope you guys all enjoyed them. I guess the one last thing I'll say, I just thought of this as I was getting ready to sign off, is make sure you socialize in some form or fashion. If you live alone, text a friend, FaceTime a friend, video conference a friend, Zoom a friend, set up Zoom happy hours, whatever it may be. Like, have contact with the outside world, even if you are locked down and you can't go hang out with other people. You know, that helps a lot too. If it's just you in isolation, you do run the risk of just losing motivation because you're driving yourself crazy and you don't have that balance. I think a lot of it is finding that balance in this is what I need to do, this is what I want to do, or this is hard, this is easy. Finding that balance is really going to be the key to seeing long-term quote-unquote motivation and success, and whether it's, you know, getting things done around the house, making sure you work out, or making sure you do your techniques or training. And on those last two, I really recommend watching YouTube videos of your favorite people doing their thing and then thinking, how can I do that? Or how can I get to that point? If it's, you know, something like me watching old Arnold Schwarzenegger videos of him when he was winning Mr. Olympia. Anyway, I hope you guys all found this helpful. Again, like I mentioned at the top of the episode, check out the links in the bio if you want to get some stickers, maybe a t-shirt, or if you want to check out the MMA gloves I use by Santa Ball. I think they're pretty awesome. Love them. So anyway, hope you guys all had a good time, and I'll catch y'all, next episode. Bye.